If you found Colossians chapter number 2, let's stand if you're able to, and for the reading of the Word of God this morning as we get into the message. And we desire to make everything about the Word of God and about Christ around Granite State Baptist Church, and we're thankful for that. Colossians 2, beginning in verse number 1, the Apostle Paul said, "For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words." You say, what's he saying there? What he's saying is everything's in Christ, and he's telling you that just in case someone comes along and tries to trick you another way and say fulfillment is in something else. No, all fullness is in Christ, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And I'm saying this lest anyone try to beguile you, trick you with enticing words. It's in Christ. Verse 5, "For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." I'm looking at verse number 7. I've had on my heart, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith. And I'm going to preach a simple thought this morning, try to be an encouragement and a challenge to us on the subject matter of ground to abound. Ground to abound. And you say that just seems like it's opposites. You see it, rooted and built. Rooted and built, but so that you can abound. And we're going to look in the scriptures at what the Lord has for us this morning. Let's pray and then you can be seated. Father, we love you. Thank you again for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for what our hearts have felt throughout this morning. But Lord, it's all in preparation. Lord, as we open up the scriptures, and I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit of God would take the scriptures today and apply them to our hearts and lives, that we may draw closer to you, that, Lord, we may be rooted in Christ to be able to abound in everything. And Lord, we're so thankful for it. Have your will and way now in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. As many times throughout Scripture, we're actually commanded, encouraged to be abounding to every good work. We see that throughout the scriptures. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says that we can abound to every good work. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says that we are to be abounding in the work of the Lord. It's almost as if God desires for us to be laboring and exceeding in our work for him. Now, I've seen over the years, and perhaps you have too, that there's been Christians who excelled at abounding in the work, but then they just kind of seem to fizzle out. And they get excited and they're working and they're all in for God. They're appreciative of what God has done in their heart and life, and they fizzle out and can't sustain their work and desire for the Lord. Now, why is that? Why is it that some would start strong and then fade out? Well, I believe it's because of this main reason of they're abounding, but they're not rooted and grounded. As we look in the scripture, that's what's left out of the equation. Many times the abounding is actually done in the power of the flesh, and that's what wears out in the Christian life. Now, what's the scriptures have to say about this, and how can we abound? I've meditated on this principle, I'd probably have to say now, for at least the last 22 years. I remember exactly where I was seated. I remember the conference that I was in. I remember who was preaching. I remember what the room looks like. You understand, times like that when God just speaks to your heart and it's so real that you remember where you were at. And it's never left you on what God did. And the pastor got up and he preached a message on this subject matter out of some other passages of scripture on abiding and abounding. You see, there's a lot of churches today and a lot of individuals, boy, they are full of good works for the Lord Jesus Christ, and nothing wrong with them. I believe we ought to be abounding unto every good work that we possibly can for the cause of Christ. But may I remind us that if we're not doing it in the right power and the right motive and under the right direction of the Holy Spirit of God and God Almighty, it is just going to fizzle out or fade out. We see churches that will abound to every good work. They will be doing everything that they can possibly do, but their knowledge of the scriptures is about a half an inch deep. They're not rooted. They're not rooted and abounding. How many have ever found out that the tree that brings off the greatest fruit is one that's mature, that is not just bringing forth fruit, but boy, them roots are going down and it's drawing the strength and drawing the nutrients in order that it may abound. You see, there's Christians that go around today, and many times I'm fearful that the abounding to every good work, it looks great on the outside, but there is nothing on the inside where they're actually rooted and grounded in Christ. And we look at this, and he says, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein. You see, I believe the rooted and built is our relationship with Christ, that depth of that, especially with our devotion life, our walk with him, our searching the scriptures, our abounding is the taking all of that and being able to put into our life that we are living for God. Now, as we look at this, there's a few things that I've noticed in this passage of Scripture. First of all, I want you to see that I want us to look at the foundation of Christ in our lives. He starts in verse number 6. We read this verse, a very simple verse, a very short verse, that he says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord. You see, it is biblical to be able to say to someone, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ into your life? It is biblical. And the Bible speaking here as Paul is speaking to the saints here at Colossae, and he's reminding them, he is basing it off that they are a group of believers, but he's understanding that the foundation in their life is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we're reminded back in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse number 11 that there's no other foundation that can be laid than that is laid, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. We understand the greatest foundation that we could ever build our lives upon, we could ever take root in, listen, is not the things of this world, but we understand the foundation of our life, the best thing that we can have is the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, I'm not sure about that. The Bible refers to it, Jesus did in Matthew chapter number 7, that some built a house on a firm foundation on the rock. Anybody here ever built a house on sand? You say, Pastor, that's not the wisest thing to do. Then why do we do it spiritually? The shifting sand that is nothing but emotions. It's nothing but the ever-changing culture and feelings of this world. And we start saying, hey, I'll build my life on that. And you just start getting things built and your feelings change. Or your feelings get hurt. or you have a new wave of emotions that come through. Now, listen, I want you to talk to the men right now. That's not a message for the ladies. Oh, ladies are such emotional people. Hey, listen, I found out, I said this down in Sunday school, I found out that men can be just as emotional and up and down as what every lady possibly can be. In fact, and I am one, I believe sometimes we're more emotional. You say, oh, I don't know about all that. Hey, we are. Now listen, you will absolutely wear yourself out if your life and the foundation for what you believe is based upon your feelings or your emotions. Now the Bible says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, he said it again, verse number 7, rooted and built up in him. I believe this. I believe in verse number 6, the received Christ, that salvation. But I believe the rooted and built up in him is the discipleship and learning all that we can about Christ. You see, Paul said it again over in Philippians chapter number 3. He said down there around verse number 10, that I may know him. You say, well, Paul was already saved. He already knew Jesus. Can I say there's a whole lot more to Jesus than just knowing that he died on the cross for us and was buried and rose from the dead 3 days later? But I'll remind us today that that's your starting point for knowing Christ. You see, there may be some that's seated here today and you say, well, my foundation, my grounding is my good works or it's my church membership. And I'm thankful for every person that's seated at Granite State Baptist Church today. I'm thankful for it. But can I say just you sitting in Granite State Baptist Church is not going to get you seated in heavenly places too. It's not going to get you a reservation in heaven, but I will tell you how to get there. And it's receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. It's acknowledging that, yes, you are a sinner and I am a sinner and that there's a payment for that sin. But thanks be to God that Jesus paid that price for each and every one of us, paid my eternal penalty for sin. And I have received the Lord Jesus and what he's done in my life, received him as my personal Lord and Savior. What that means is simply, I'm a sinner. Lord, you've paid for my sin debt. I can't pay it on my own. I'm trusting you. I believe you died for me. You were buried. I believe you rose from the dead. And I'm trusting you for all of eternity. I've received the Lord Jesus. That's the foundation. But then he says, rooted and built up. That's the discipleship and the learning. You say, oh, I've already arrived. I know everything there is to know about Jesus. Well, then would you sit down and teach the rest of us? Because I've found out every time I open up this Bible, listen, I'm learning something else and drawing closer to him. And God just continuing to reveal himself to us. This is a living book as we get into it and we learn more and more about Jesus, rooted and built up in him, the foundation of Christ in our lives. But then second of all, I see not just the foundation of Christ in our lives, but I see our faithfulness to learn what's been taught. And I believe this is where we as humans, myself included, probably struggle the most. Because he says it here in verse number 7, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught. Now, what have we been taught? We've been taught about Christ. It is the faith that we have been taught. We've been taught the scriptures about Jesus. Now listen, I'll just go on record to say this, that I believe every place that calls themselves a church that assembles together and on a regular basis, you walk in there, there ought to be a Bible that is opened to be able to teach about Jesus from the scriptures. you say, oh no, I just prefer those churches. They don't open that Bible because the Bible's too divisive. The Bible's that book that says, you know, this is the only way. This is the one that we subject ourselves to. That, listen, I'm a firm believer that if God said it, that settles it. And it takes my feelings and my emotions out of it. You say, what have we been taught to be grounded and rooted? We've been taught about Jesus in the scriptures. Some are being taught about Jesus. Oh, he was just a good man. Oh, he was just a good teacher. He was just a good prophet. He was a good physician. He was a great physician. Healed everybody he came in contact with that had any type of ailment. Jesus was able to heal them. But may I say this? It wasn't Jesus being a physician that he was able to say, and I give unto them eternal life. Because guess what? That leper that he healed, it was something else that killed him a few years later. That guy that he raised from the dead, it was something else that killed him and took his life a little bit later. But listen, it's not Jesus being a physician. It's not Jesus sitting down and teaching up there the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, that gave us eternal life. It is Jesus as the sacrifice and our Savior that he gives unto us eternal life. Now we understand, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. As you've been taught, do you understand we're supposed to be living it out? It's supposed to make a difference in our lives. I'm a firm believer that what takes place and what God does in our hearts on a Sunday as we're sitting in church services ought to make a difference in our lives for the rest of this coming week. I just believe that the Word of God makes a difference. Now, I want to remind us of this. It's not just what we've been taught, but where we've been taught. You say, well, what do you mean? It was mentioned to me this week. We had some good preaching and teaching about the church last week. Not our personal church here, but about the church in general. And I was reminded where the scriptures say over in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 15, he talks about us learning how to behave ourselves in the house of God, which is the pillar and the ground of truth. You say, well, where do I need to be grounded and built up and rooted in? I'll say this, there ought to be a place, and it's called Granite State Baptist Church here in Concord. Amen. That you ought to walk in, you ought to have the confidence that Bible's going to be open and we're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to be preached to about Jesus. It has to be about him. If you ever come in here and you hear a message from me that's all about me, something's wrong. If you come in here and hear a message and all I do is give you my personal opinions about everything that's taking place, something's wrong. But I will say this, there ought to be a place that we're grounded. Do you understand it's been committed to the church to be the pillar and the ground of truth? I'll take it a step further. God has not given this pillar and groundwork of truth. He's not given that to the Goodwill. He's not giving it to the Boy Scouts. He's not giving it to the Salvation Army. And I'm not saying those aren't good organizations, but they're not the church. There used to be a time that a Mr. Booth would stand up and proclaim the Word of God. Listen, he made a difference, but he was preaching about Jesus and preaching in the church and making it, boy, it's come a long ways. They're not the church now. But I will say, as we sit here today, remember what you've been taught and where you've been taught and the faithfulness to learn what's been taught. You ever found out, and most parents can probably identify with this, especially those that try to homeschool their children. God bless parents that are investing, trying to homeschool their children. Have you ever explained it as perfectly clear as you can? Or they come home from school with their homework and they're saying, I'm just not getting it. And you explain it as perfectly as you can. And they're like, I don't get it. I wanted to say to my kids, how in the world do you not get that? It is as simple as can be. And I found out this, there's a lot of times that we do a whole lot of teaching and a whole lot of preaching, but there's not a whole lot of learning what's being taught. Come on, I've talked with other pastors, and just to make sure my frustration level sometimes just doesn't get too high, of saying, listen, I just taught it to them and they just don't get it. Can I say, and I'll just give you some insight. Do you understand everything that was preached on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is exact same thing that's been preached from this pulpit before? Nate, is it the same? Same message. It was just someone different that was saying it. And all of a sudden someone said, man, that was the greatest message I've ever heard before in my life. And I'm sitting back saying, do you understand? Hey, listen, some of those things that were preached, I'm trying to think of which one it was that preached. And I was literally in that exact same passage of scripture within the past 3 weeks. And I thought, well, I hope they get it this time. But you know how it is. Parents, you can say something to the kids and it just goes right over their heads. Someone else comes along, says the exact same thing, and they're like, man, I never thought about that. I think a lot of times all the teaching and all the preaching is done, but it's on us to do the learning. It's on us to be able to apply it to our hearts and lives, faithfulness to learn what we've been taught. Listen, it is not all about, and I'll take this statement very carefully. It's not just all about every little religious duty that you can check off that you accomplish this week. Now listen, I'm all for serving God. The Bible says here we ought to be abounding therein. We ought to be serving God. But I'll say this. I don't want someone getting up here. I know Brother Norm Jackson has a walk with God, so you can't say I'm picking on him. I don't want someone getting up here singing a special, putting on a performance and presentation to everybody, and they haven't even read their Bible or had a walk with God at all this past week. And they're getting up, it's all in the power of the flesh, and people just fizzle out. And it's like, oh, we're so thankful to have them in our church, and they're doing this, and trying to make a big name and a big splash. And then it's like, okay, where are they? I'll tell you what it is. They didn't have any rooting. They didn't have any grounding in the Word of God. You say, well, Pastor, that's your fault. Well, I will say this. I can present a meal no less than 3 to 4 times a week. But if people don't eat it, don't complain to me if you're hungry. Parents, moms, you made the meal, you put it down. Oh, I don't like that. Don't complain 2 hours later that you're hungry. The meal was prepared. Oh, Pastor, I'm just not growing spiritually. I'm just not getting fed. You say, now listen, nobody's told me that as of yet. Now someone will probably come tell me right after church. Pastor, I don't think I'm going to be back. I don't think I'm getting fed here. Well, come with an appetite. Amen. Come with an empty plate. Come expecting. Hey, listen, when I show up at a buffet, I'm looking for the plate because it's going to be filled up. And I think every time I walk into church, listen, I'm looking. And I'm saying, Lord, I'm here to eat. Hey, listen, you don't walk into a restaurant to say, I'm here to get a glass of water, do you? You go to a certain place with certain expectations of faithfulness to learn what we've been taught. And then I love this last phrase here in verse number 7. Rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith. Now, Granite State Baptist Church, we are going to do all that we can. Number one, to tell them the message of Jesus, that people can receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Second of all, that they are growing in the Word of God and in the knowledge of Christ. That's what we're supposed to be doing. You want to be taught the Scriptures, you're in the right place. You want your social club, that may be down the road a little bit. We socialize around the Word of God, and we have a good time doing it. Rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you've been taught, and look at this, abounding therein with thanksgiving. the future in our service for the Lord. Has anybody, and please don't raise your hand, just think about it in your hearts right now. You ever been around someone that it just seemed like their service for the Lord was more of a complaining? It was just, man, I gotta do this. Man, I just, hold on, abounding with thanksgiving. Amen. And I thought, you know, I thank God. Hey, I don't have my keys on me. They're in my jacket. You know, I still get excited when I walk up to one of our doors and stick the key in and unlock the door. I still get excited about it. You say, Pastor, you are absolutely crazy. We get some that are visiting for the first time, and they're saying, who is this guy? Now, listen, I still get excited. We get to serve the Lord together. I get excited. We get to be here at church. You know how it thrilled my soul, and I'm not here to pull him out. This is his birthday present to him. But you know something? Just to be able to have Jacob and Felicia get up here and open in prayer. You say, man, I could never do that. Get up there. I was waiting for Felicia to say something. She said, no way. She's not a public speaker. Honestly, she was about to throw up being up here. I guarantee you. If he would have said, you want to say anything? No. She said, I'm not saying. I said, you don't have to. When I talked with Jacob. Now listen, they just got saved November the 19th. Gave their heart and life to the Lord. Got baptized on December 31st, right? Yep. December 31st, before the end of last year. I talked to them because I went back and I saw the Chapmans one day, and they were getting ready to come up and open in prayer. And I looked over at Jacob, and I said, hey, at some point, need to get you up there, be able to open in prayer for us at the church and be able to give a testimony. He texted me later. He said, I'm ready anytime. Hey, listen, it's a joy to be able to serve God. And when we are rooted and grounded in Christ, guess what? We are going to have everything that we need to be able to sustain the abounding with thanksgiving. It's not going to wear us out. Now, do we get tired? Sure. By the time we got in bed last night, man, I told Crystal, I said, I'm exhausted. I don't know how I said it to her on early Saturday morning. She was getting ready for the bridal shower downstairs. And I don't know what time you ladies let her come home. Brie, I won't ask. I was so out of it, I actually apologized the next morning when she was sitting there and had just gotten in. I thought I woke up and said, where'd you come from? But I didn't. I thought for sure that was my statement to her. And I woke up in the morning. I said, did I say that to you? I said, I'm sorry. And I said, I thought I was saying, how long you been back? She said, that's what you said. I said, okay. I said, in my mind, I'm thinking, hey, listen, I'm not saying you might not get tired physically, but the inner man being encouraged and being revived and being able to abound with thanksgiving. Why? Not because it's just shallow Christianity. Not because everything in your service is just based off emotions and feeling, oh, I'll show up to church if I feel like it. Hey, it's not about what our feelings are. I'm thankful to be able to get up and go. I had to promise my wife, because I drove her home last night we rode together, and she said, you're going to be out the door too early in the morning. And I said, no. I said, I promise I will not leave the house before 7:30. She said, are you promising? Because honestly, if I'm sitting there and I'm ready, 7:15, I'm out the door. I want to be here. I'm ready. I want to get in church. Now, I don't expect you all to show up at 7:45 when it doesn't start till 9 for Sunday school. But I'm saying, listen, abounding with thanksgiving. When we are rooted and built up in him, established in the faith. Our foundation is right, and it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not in our feelings. It's not in our emotions. We're going to be able to abound unto every good work. You say, why is it that I wear out my service for the Lord? Boy, I just get too discouraged and depressed all the time. Let me ask you this. How deep's your roots going in the relationship with the Lord? How long has it been since you just sat with him and meditated upon some scriptures? Or maybe it's just the point that, and I'm not against this, if it's all you get, then you might get a little weak, of just a verse of the day popping up and you read it in 10 seconds and that's your relationship with the Lord for the day. going to take more than that to be able to put some roots down deep. Going to take more than that to get the roots down deep. And I'm praying God would help us to be rooted and built up, but at the same time, abounding with thanksgiving, as the Bible says, to every good work. Let's not get it backwards. Let's not try to say, hey, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this, and you haven't even read your Bible or prayed about it. But we got to dig into the Scriptures. And I believe this, I believe both of them go hand in hand. We don't have to choose one or the other. We can be rooted and abide in Him, and we can be abounding unto every good work. You see, one is internally strengthening our inner man. Our spirit is strengthened in the Word of God, learning about Jesus by the direction of the Holy Spirit of God. And everything we take inside, listen, that's just a burning fuel for us to be able to take out there and abound unto every good work. There's religions around the world. Listen, they're trying to abound to every good work, but they don't even have a relationship with Christ. You may be here today and you say, well, that's me. I've got a history of all these good works that I've done. Okay, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Is that where it started? Then listen, it's just going to burn out. And then one day it's just going to burn up. Have you received the Lord Jesus? Can you say with 100% assurance, there's been a time in my life when I received the Lord, I have called upon Him, trusted in Him. That's my foundation. If it's not, then today's a wonderful day to do it and to be able to call upon the Lord for salvation. If you are here today and you are saved and you say, Pastor, I'm about ready to burn out. You know, God never said we're supposed to burn out. I read a statement, and this was probably 23 years ago. I remember the book. I could walk to my bookshelf right now, pull the book off the shelf. It's the only statement I remember out of that book that pastor wrote. He said, burnout in the Christian life. Listen, I've just burnt out. I've been burning the candle at both ends. I'm just burnt out. He said, burnout in the Christian life does not come by working the flesh too hard. Doesn't come that way. It comes by working too hard in the flesh. That I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. We're not rooted and grounded and built up on Christ. But it's just all about us. And I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. I can't do anything without Christ. I can't do it. He has to be your foundation and my foundation. Remember where you're being taught that, right here where God's put you. We're learning the Scriptures. We're digging into the Scriptures. I think it was in one of the night services, might have been in one of the morning, and it's in relation, some of you may think I'm talking about a certain man. I'm not. It's a totally different man that I'm mentioning. He said, there is no person on YouTube with 1 million followers that has the right to pastor my people at Granite State Baptist Church. He said, God put him here at Granite State. And he was the preacher who was here was, of course, pastor of another church. And he said, remember where you're being taught. Remember where the Scriptures are. Remember the pillar and ground of truth where God's put you. And I'm asking the Lord to be able to help us rooted and built up in Him as you've been taught. It was that phrase that all week long, as you've been taught, that we just came out of those days of meetings. And message after message after message. You know what I found out? It's not a matter of us not being taught. It's a matter of us just doing what we've been taught. I think it's that simple. As you have been taught. Boy, it's great meetings, Pastor. 10 messages in 3 days. Yes. Now what are we going to do with it? Rooted and built up in Him. First of all, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ? Second of all, are you being faithful to what you're being taught? Abounding therein with thanksgiving.